Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stand to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living like that, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Definitely tuned in to All Bob's Radio. With me, your host, Nikki Bob, and we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. What's up, Black?
Yeah, what's going on, people?
What's wrong? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm chilling, you know.
That's just
awesome. How are you?
That's cool. I've had better days, you know. I've had better days. But I hope everybody that's tuned in, that's listening, is okay. Had a great day. If you are living in the New York area, trying to say area, the rain kind of was a blow. I was caught out in it. Kind of like really put a damper on my day, but like I said again, you know, hope everybody's doing good, doing well. So, is there any shout-outs that you want to give tonight, Black, before I get
Most definitely. I want to give a shout-out to the pregame radio staff, Ed, Jada Tech Guy, Lady Steel, Tasha B, and, of course, everyone who's involved with the whole development of the pregame radio network. And, of course, I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to my friend Deanna, who would have been 30 yesterday. But no longer more than this. I want to say rest in peace and happy birthday to her.
Yes, rest in peace. Happy birthday to her. Well, I want to give my shout out to the All Bobs Familia, the All Bobs Movement, the All Bobs Promoters, everybody that supports the All Bobs Movement. Of course, you know, I always have, like, shout-outs on Twitter that I was going to give. And definitely shout-out to, I believe what this is going down right now, tonight, the flyer that I received. I guess it's like a cipher, an open mic. Black. With the one that I think that I got through you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who I got the flyer that I got from you, is that the flyer that's going on tonight?
Yeah, that's definitely tonight. D Dave, Apollonia Deuce to Privilege, Sparrow. For the Extreme 104 showcase going down to Pyramid Club. So I'll definitely be on my way over there after tonight's show. You know,
yes,
I gotta go show up to the homie D Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Like I see him. I see D Dave in the building. I see Juice of Privilege, the Sound of Celeste, Chat City, Apollonia.
Yeah, Apollonia is a dope MC. She's been on pregame radio. She's real nice, real dope.
Oh, Apollonia.
Ev says Apollonia is the shit.
Apollonia is the shit. Coming from Ev, I definitely believe it.
Big Boss says, hey, Ev.
Yes, I said hey. We definitely got me and Ev. We definitely gotta get. We definitely gotta get on the show together. We do, you know, we do. We definitely do. That's just sad. Always shout out to Ev. Y'all holding it down, pregame radio. And let me go on my shout outs on Twitter. Let's see. I have a lot of them. Shout out to. I'm really bad with Twitter names, y'all. So please forgive me. Shout out to at Fame US Gang, who says that he needs a shout out. So there you go. Shout out to at Seven Stay Fly Ivy. I know you saw me. It's like I got it. And you know, hopefully Thursday that'll be in the lineup. But we do have your music. Shout out to at Team SYE Candy. They're big supporters. Shout out to at Stan the Man 120. Correction, I'm sorry. Stan the Man 0125. Shout out to Andrew Loves Tweets, aka Boss Barb, who is the owner of All Barb. Shout out to Thoughts of Sands. Albert Hugo Jose the One. And it's a lot of people. It's a lot. Shout out to I Am Motivated, who's definitely promoting one of the guys that we had on the show before, Dole Brene. I don't know if you remember that, kid from the Bronx.
Yeah, I remember Dole Brene.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to the homie Brand New Collide also. He's always showing love on Twitter.
Hell yeah, we're just getting to him. You know, my should be dumb beat. Shout out to Brand New Collide, exactly. Shout out to him. That support nonstop. So, you know, like I like, every now and then I like to take it to Twitter and what's been trending on my timeline today were a couple of trending topics. And there was a few that I thought were funny. And it's hashtag I'm easily annoyed by. Then we have hashtag first 30 songs on shuffle. And then we have hashtag don't trust somebody that. And then hashtag you're more attractive if. So, you know, we have enough time to get to at least 3 out of the 4 or 5 that I named. So I do not get to participate in any one of the trending topics today. But Black, if you had to participate, hashtag I'm easily annoyed by, what would you say?
What was the topic? Because I
hashtag
just said that I was running around.
I'm easily annoyed by.
Hashtag I'm easily annoyed by people who don't know their position and try to overstep their boundaries.
Mine is,
Wait, Em has one also. Hold on.
Okay.
Mine is hashtag what annoys me is people who stand too fucking close to me. If I can't step to the front, to the side, or behind me without stepping on you, you too fucking close. Back up.
Whoa, yes. I'm definitely feeling yes, hell yes. I definitely can't agree with that one. And I'm going to say along the lines of being too close because hashtag, like, I'm easily annoyed by people touching my face. Like, I really don't know where your hands have been. You know, I'm not saying that you've been doing anything weird or out of the ordinary. I don't know. But just don't fucking touch my face. Like, I don't like that. I don't like people touching my face. I get easily annoyed by that. I really do. I really do. And I want to read a couple of what my followers have said. Hashtag I'm easily annoyed by. Shout out to @April_XO4. I'm easily annoyed by loud ass people.
I'm easily annoyed by people that walk into the tattoo parlor and go, "Hi, I'm here to get a tattoo. What else could you possibly be here for?"
No, I'm easily annoyed by niggas that run into you at the supermarket and be like, "Hey, what's up? What you doing? Shopping?" No, bitch, what the fuck? Why else would I be here?
Like, you know, "Hey, what are you doing? Shopping?" No, I'm reading a book. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, things like, you know, if you bump into somebody in a place where, you know, where I guess the same place that you are, what you came to do, most likely what they came to do. So why would you ask them, you know, "Hey, what's up, what are you doing?" That's the same thing you're doing. Well, I'm trying to, at least, being that you stopped me. I get annoyed by things like that. Like, or when you are in the parking lot of, or when you're in the parking lot of a supermarket or a shopping mall or whatever the case may be, and you go up and you get a shopping cart, and somebody else, I guess, is going for the same one, but you touch it first, and they ask you, like, "So you really need that?" "Yes, I do. And I know that you do, too. But guess what?"
That
I have it.
All right. Hashtag I'm easily annoyed by motherfuckers that stand online for 5 minutes and then get up to the counter and still don't know what the fuck they want. It's the same shit you get every day, bitch. The fries, the burger, and the shake.
Exactly. And it's just like, exactly. And by that time, like you said, and you have 5 minutes. So by the time you get the same shit, it's either today, do you feel like having cheese on it, or do you don't feel like having cheese on it? You know what I'm saying? And within 5 minutes, you have more than enough time to figure out what you want. Because that is very aggravating for the people that been behind you. You know what I'm saying? I've waited probably 10 minutes because, you know, the line was moving how it was moving, and you still don't know what you want. The menu did not fucking change that much within a week or two.
I'm easily annoyed by when I'm doing an event and I'm working the door and somebody comes in and they go, "I'm on the list," and then I go, "No, you're not on the list. Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm fucking sure. I have a list. There's only 10 names on it. Yours ain't one of them. Pay the $10.
Word. And you know what? I go to show, nigga, be punctual with RSVP. Or check it up. You are
well,
not
shit,
on the list.
It's $10. You got, shit. You go to other stores.
Whether it not be $10, you know what I'm saying? There's a list for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So if you can't get on the list, you can't get on the list. Exactly like I said. If not, check it up. If that's where you want to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, $10. Because I don't see, if you don't have $10 to pay for admission, I don't know why you're even going to this establishment, this venue. So, check it out, support. And at the end of the day, it's more, to me, I look at it more so for, like, support. Yeah, it's just $10. I, you know, and I can't just say, like, "Oh, it's just $10," because some people should just honestly say, "Well, bitch, are you going to fucking, you got me?" Because I don't have it like that, but hey, I get easily annoyed by working at a place where your friends or people that you know happen to come to, and they just feel like right then and there, like they can get your discount on the spot. No, bitch, this had to have been arranged. You just can't come here today, you know what I'm saying, expecting me to, you know, like. I hate that. I get easily annoyed by that. Let's get into our next one. The next one is first 30 songs on shuffle, but we're not going to go into 30 songs. Like the first three songs on your shuffle.
First first three songs on my shuffle, you can't really answer that because anytime you open the shuffle, the song's always going to be different. But if I was open my thing up right now, my first three songs, would be Roxy Blues Lonely, two, D-Day's Main Event, and three, Deuce the Privilege Mixtape.
Okay, I'm about to do mine now. So now my shuffle will be, right now will be Tierra Marie, Phone Booth. The next one will be, no, but this is from like her first, and I don't know, only album, I don't know, maybe she has another one, but this is from the one where, does anybody know how to make a girl feel or a boy feel? Yeah, the first album, not song. The second song of my shuffle will be Porno Star by Joe Budden. And then the third one would be I Couldn't Help It by Joe Budden.
You're just a Joe Budden fan, I tell you.
I fuck with Joe Budden. I do. I really do. All right. Let's get into the next one really quickly. Hashtag don't trust somebody that. Black. You don't. If you had to, you know, you wouldn't trust somebody that what?
Doesn't wash their hands. because you know, you run across a person, you shake their hand, and then you see, like, under their fingernails, they got that nasty black line, like they got a backwards French manicure and shit. Like, they just got that thick-ass black strip under their nail.
Ew, that's nasty. I don't trust someone that... That's kind of hard. Not that it's kind of hard, but that acts different around certain people.
I can't trust somebody who broadcasts every aspect of their life on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely don't trust everybody. Exactly. I don't trust, you know what, and that's so funny she said it, because I don't trust a lot of things, a lot of people that I know, you know what I'm saying, say on these social networking sites, such as, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and it cracks me up, but that's how you know, like, and I'm glad that I know, because I don't trust it. It's funny. Yeah, my life is so perfect, really.
Never trust somebody who always takes pictures of their meals on Instagram.
Never trust somebody that puts pictures up of their meals on Instagram?
Work, every single meal. Like, there's some people that follow me and I follow on Instagram. I can tell you what they've had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even snacks, for the past 2 weeks.
So what the fuck wouldn't trust them?
Yeah, because, like, shit like that, because that leaves me to believe, like, they will just let everything out. Like, that's, to me, that's, like, a person that can't, not hold secrets, but
have an addiction to just
themselves.
Let every step, every moment, everything, like, okay, so when you go take a shit, are you going to take a picture of that, too? And then from that, you're going to take a picture of the shower that you take after that, and then the dinner that you cooked already or will cook after that, and then
you know, like,
on the back.
For instance, say if I have a girlfriend, we have a fight. I don't need all 2,000 of your followers, whom I don't know, knowing we fighting over who drunk the last fucking of the orange juice and shit. I don't need that. So, and then if it's another person, like say it's another dude, and we're trying to do business, that means if we have a spat or something like that, it's going to be public knowledge all over Facebook, and especially when it comes to business and personal shit like that, you know, I don't do that because, you know, y'all know I post a whole bunch of shit on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know what I'm saying? But they're mostly pictures, funny quotes, things like that. Like, I'm not telling you guys, hey, I just woke up, so I'm going to go take a shower, brush my teeth, brush my hair, and then I'll come and check all your responses, and then I'm going to go outside, and then, oh, at 12 o'clock, I'm eating such and such lunch. You know, like, what? Because that means, yo, if shit were to go bad, you'll air out all our dirty laundry on fucking social media.
Right.
And as much as I put, and as much as I push shit out on social media, as much as I, you know, I openly talk about shit because that shit, you know, it is what it is. But now you putting like my personal shit that I won't put up there out in the street like that. Got people I don't know, you know, because same with a girl she told about I ain't packing. So now I got some heifers in Tennessee who are under the assumption that I'm not because you put it on fucking Twitter. Hey, David.
Sure.
Like I said, I don't trust, you know, it's hard to trust people who put every aspect, everything on there. Like, true, it's on there to connect, to have you keep up with you, but they don't need to keep up with you all day, every day like that.
I definitely feel that. I definitely feel that. What about... what about hashtag you're more attractive if?
You're more attractive if you graduated high school.
You're more attractive if you don't wear so much makeup.
Thank you.
Hashtag you're more attractive if you keep it real.
Yes, you're more attractive if you tell the truth.
You're more attractive if you have goals and ambitions.
You're more attractive if you have your natural thin hair.
No. And that's, you know what, that's true. Shout out to all the girls with the natural hair, that take, especially the ones that take care of their hair. That should be fucking flowing, nice. So
but yo, see, I would never understand this about you because your natural hair is, you have nice, natural, thick, wavy, Jamaican, German fucking type of hair.
I know. But, like I told you, I just, like, leave. And it's not that, you know, maybe one day, whatever. But right now, that's just what I like, and that's what I wear. And, uh-huh. and you can't say that, you know, it might should be looking fucked up. So it's like, bitch, I'd rather you wear your natural hair for all of that because it don't be like that. So, like I said, yes. I mean, I'm not going to say you're more attractive if, but for those that take care of their hair, if it's done right and you take care of it and keep it up, then, yeah, that can be attractive.
You're more attractive if you use your own pictures on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, because at some point, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't know. I don't see how people that have certain accounts, like Facebook, Twitter, whatever the social site may be, and you create a profile and you upload all these pictures and you create a bio and you put all the things that you fucking like, that you're into, what you want to do, all types of shit. Great. But then, like, you're fronting the whole entire time. You don't think that out of everybody that you're G'ing up, that nobody's going to want to, like, see you outside of that? It's going to be but so much conversation and cyber sexting you're going to, you know, a person's going to do before they get, like, fuck it. This bitch must not even be real because, you know, and then it's just like, how are you the one that does that front? And then come, you know that that's not you, but then have the courage to, like, actually sit there and go and meet that person.
Me personally, I never got the whole cyberboning idea.
No, but, like, you know what, and it's not embarrassing, but, like, something like that's happened to me before. Like, you know, like...
Wait, what happened? You got catfished or you were, or somebody was cyberboning with you?
Okay, well, when you say if I got catfished, meaning, like, the nigga that I met was, like, ugly?
No, like, you was talking to the nigga online first, right? And then he sent you pictures, you know, and you was like, oh, this is an attractive light-skinned nigga. And then you meet the nigga. He's some fat, dark-skinned nigga with dreads.
But I didn't get catfished all the way.
What do you mean you didn't get catfished all the way?
Because it wasn't like fried catfish. It was some steamed catfish. Because it wasn't that far. Like, how he looked in the picture in person, like, it just looked like... it looked like the sicker version of him in person. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's posting old pics.
If I could put the picture up to him, like do a picture, you know, whatever, like photo grid or whatever, like it'll be him, but you would be like, okay, that's like 10 years later. You wouldn't think, you know, like you wouldn't. I don't know. It's just
fella catfish. He got you with the old school shit. He threw up older pictures of himself, old pictures, and that met him again. And he's 10 years older than the pictures.
You met an old wrinkly dusty nigga.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah,
I did.
It's rare I got Ed with me, and we doing all about radio, so it's just some funny shit. Hold on, she want to say some shit?
Yeah.
Listen, you ain't got to feel no kind of way. I got catfished back in the day before it was catfish, and it was before people, who that? It was before people actually sent pictures and stuff of themselves.
Right.
And it was, let me tell you how long ago this was. This was back in the day where the first thing a person typed was ASL. And you know what that was, right?
Yes.
Age, sex, so that goes to show you how long ago this shit happened. And I met this guy online, and of course he sold me all types of dreams and shit. Of course I wasn't going for it, because, I mean, basically this is a nigga that's online. But I'm like, all right, he's telling me shit. I'm checking out different shit, and it's true. Yeah, he did have his own webpage. He did have his own little car detailing business and all this other shit, blah, blah. But there was no pictures of the nigga up there, not a one. Pictures of some employees, you know, pictures of his mama, his dog, no pictures. Okay, so he was like, yeah, you know, so of course we're sharing personal information with each other because, you know, that's the thing we do as humans to be close. We share personal things so we can have something to identify with within each other. All
right,
which is right. We shouldn't even do that. You don't tell a motherfucker nothing. But let a person earn the right to get to know who you are. You understand? So the nigga's like, yeah, he lived in Rochester and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's like, I'm going to come out there and we're going to meet. I'm going to take you out to lunch and so on and so forth. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just asking basic shit. I'm like, well, how tall are you? The nigga tells me he's 6'2". Now, I like tall dudes because I'm a short person. I'm 5'3". So I don't like no nigga that's
one size.
I'm rip your ass. Now, you can't protect me, nigga. Y'all could do a better job protecting myself than you, small ass nigga. So shout out to all the short niggas. Sorry, but I ain't got nothing for y'all. All right, so niggas like 6'2", you know, I go to the gym and shit. And that's not and that didn't matter to me. That's not a prerequisite. I don't have a type. And it's not always about a handsome nigga because, you know, sometimes I like an ugly motherfucker because they treat you good. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, that doesn't matter.
Shut her. But you want to know something? Well, with that, though, not to cut you off or let you forget what you were saying, is that, like, an ugly nigga will treat you good, but it's like you as a person that has standards, though, and you have, you know, like, how do you stay faithful to that? Because he treats you good, but it's like you in a relationship, like, I have to be physically attracted to the person that I'm with in order for me to, like, succeed. Because, you know, me laying up with him, I got to look at him. We go out, you know, I got to look at him. Like, And then, you know, but go ahead, though.
Well, okay, I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to make this shit real brief, though. Either way, the nigga told me all sorts of shit. When I finally met the nigga was about 5'3". He was about my height. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I didn't mind the fact that he was dark, but he wasn't dark. The nigga was blue-black, okay? The nigga was purple. like an old
so he
song.
Would say, but damn, this is when filters wasn't
no,
out.
No, it gets better. It gets better. The nigga was legally blind. He had fucking glasses. The fucking lenses were so thick. I could barely see his fucking, his eyes look like little beads in the fucking glass. I'm like, yo, nigga, is you kidding me? Is you kidding me, nigga? I'm like, yo, Kevin? He was like, hey. I'm like, hey, nothing, nigga. All right, stop playing. What? Where's Ashton Kutcher? Y'all fucking punking me, right? Where's the nigga, too, nigga? He was like, well, you know. I was like, well, you know, peace. And I took right the fuck out and came the fuck back home. You don't remember, son? I told y'all went to meet that nigga around the... You all right? Yo, so it ain't anybody ever seen this?
I don't know.
Listen, first of all, if you have standards, all right, there's certain things, first of all, don't have any expectations. Expectations and standards are different. Okay, see, when you have expectations and a person or an event or whatever doesn't live up to those expectations, you get disappointed. Don't do that. You shouldn't expect a damn thing. Let things go as they be. Let them go as they be. Now, if you have a certain standard, then it's up to you to have the determination and the willpower to and the discipline. That's the main word, discipline. See, that's
right,
the problem as humans. We don't have real discipline. I tell you right now, I'm the most undisciplined, lazy motherfucker in the world. If there's some shit that I really want, that I want to, then of course I'm going to fucking do it. But other shit, I'll be like, I'll do it later. And that's not exactly the best fucking attitude to have, but I recognize it about myself, and I'm working
right.
on it. If you have some standards,
right.
then you stick to that shit. Don't half-ass yourself. Because you're half-assing yourself, nobody else, okay? And then you can't have standards and then get something below those standards and expecting that, okay, maybe you could raise it up to your standards and then it don't happen and you be mad. You ain't got nobody to be mad at but yourself.
So true.
You ain't got nobody to be mad at but yourself. And stop with the superficial shit. Oh, he got to have a car. It got to be this year. He got to wear Prada sneakers and nothing else. He got to, he ain't got to have no kids. His kids got to have the same mother. He can't live in the same house with his family. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. You understand?
Right.
That shit don't mean nothing. There's some...
That's
what
determines you loving that person. Like, that doesn't make that person, you know?
Right, right. And there's nothing wrong with getting together with somebody. Y'all come in on the ground floor together and make it happen. And if you on the third floor and this nigga in the basement, then you know what you do? Then you send the fucking elevator down. Either he going to get on it and elevate himself up to where you are, or he's fucking not. And if not,
right.
then you shut the fuck off. And that's another thing. Do not waste your time. Time
mm-hmm.
is something that comes and
mm-hmm.
goes so quickly. You understand?
And you can't get it back. You can
you
never get it back.
And exactly. And you can never make up for it either. That's the mistake people think. You can make up for lost time. No, you cannot.
You can't because it's gone. It's lost. Time
no,
sense.
You cannot. You cannot. We haven't figured out the way yet how to go back. And change shit. We haven't figured that out yet because I believe somewhere down the line in evolution, we will be able to do those types of things and much more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we just can't do it. So, no, you cannot make up for lost time. It's just not going to happen. So, in the meantime, you make sure that you don't waste your time. You don't allow anybody else to waste your time either because they are not going to let you do that to them.
I always say, I always say to people, like, don't allow anybody to waste your time just because, like, or I say to people, like, don't waste my time just because you don't know what to do with yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're bored right now, you want to fucking pick up the phone and call me and I've got shit to fucking talk about, slowing me the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
don't waste my time. Don't do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And as ladies, we have to realize... First of all, men have to realize that they're only elevated by the company of females that they keep. So if you're running around with a bunch of chickens and they clucking, then guess what? You're a motherfucking rooster. You're a hen, too. Okay? You're a bird, too, nigga. All right? If you run around with bird bitches, then you're a fucking bird. Okay? Now, women, too, have to realize that it is also our responsibility to make sure that men do things in a certain manner. We have to ensure that men are supposed to be men. We cannot coddle them. We can't go for their bullshit. We can't let them get away with shit. No, we can't do that. It's our responsibility as women, as the child bringers. It's our job to make sure that these niggas get in line. And so that main thing is stop. Let's stop lying to these brothers, okay? Stop owning it on with that nigga, and you know that shit was whack. Why? Because he's going to get the next bitch. And he's going to think that the whack shit he did with you is the good shit to do. He's going to do it extra with her. And then she's going to fucking lie. And so on and so forth. And then y'all all going to get together and be like, oh, that nigga, ew. That nigga, uh-uh. He can't call me. You know what I'm saying? So and when you could have just told the truth in the first place. When you just could have been like, yo, nigga, look, nah. I don't know who you've been with or what you've been doing. But that ain't the way. Let me show you the right way. You can't talk shit about a nigga if you ain't willing to teach them the right thing to do. Okay? So with that being said, y'all, I'm fucking talked out. I'm supposed to be the Mac in the back, not the motherfucker in the front. I'm giving the phone back to Black, and I'm going to roll my L. It's been nice talking to you. Later. Smooches. Mwah.
Thanks, F. Definitely, I came on. I was saying some shit. And I just tweeted about it, too. I was going in on All Vibes Radio. That's the stuff, though. Pay attention because, you know, a lot of things that she was saying, I know a lot of people can relate to. And like I said again, I am the type of individual, like, I take and I treat my time very precious, like I said. Time is something that you can't get back. And like Ebony said, time is something that you can't make up for. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I really take those things very serious. And with that being said, before I get into my topic of the night, Black, you back with me, Black?
Yeah, I've been here, sir. I was just parlaying in the back.
Parlaying in the back. And shout out to the people that got, what do you call it, catfished, and can keep it real because it happens, and if it happened to you, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just know about it for next time because now I know, like, Like I always say, you can't believe everybody's motherfucking bio. Everybody always going to make themselves look like ain't nothing wrong with them. Ain't nobody going to ever admit that they ain't shit. So, with that being said, before I get into the topic, you already know, can we go into a commercial break?
Sure.
Well, let's do it then.
All right, let's get into it. We'll be right back.
I'm more hot. I'm more sweating. I don't know. I'm going to have to open up a window in here and shit.
Uh-oh.
Let's go down.
To get feels on the bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And niggas know they soft like a Twinkie filling, playing the villain, prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold and that. What you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The Black Frank White is here to excite. Throw dicks to dice. Bitches are like I'm brainless. Guns are like I'm stainless steel. I want the fucking fortune like the wheel. I squeeze gas till my clips is empty. Don't tempt me. You don't want the fuck.
Here I am. I'll be damned if this ain't some shit. Time to spread the bud, deliverance over harmony grip. It's the new killer death trap. Yes, I'm a jet black ninja. Come in where you rest at. Surrender. Step inside the ring. Use the number one contender. Looking cold booty like your pussy in December. Make it stop bitching. Button up your lippin'. From method, all you getting is a can of ass whipping. Hey, I'll be kicking. You, son, you doing all the yapping. Acting as if it can't happen. Your frontin' got me mad enough to touch something. You're one from Shallon, Allen, and ain't afraid to bust something. So what you want, nigga? You won't, nigga. I got a six shooter and a horse named Trigger. It's real, 94, rugged raw. kicking on your goddamn doors.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
Them niggas pack the clip,
keep on, bitch. Verse 2. Coming with that OE brew. Met the cab, putting niggas back in ICU. I'm lifted, true. You can bring your whack ass crew. I got connections. I get that ass stuck like glue. Huh, no question. I be coming down and shit. Yo, I get rugged as a motherfucking carpet get. And niggas love it. Not in the physical form, but in the mental. I spark and they cells get warm. I'm not a gentle man, I'm a method man. Baby, accept it. Utmost respected.
Assume the position.
Stop looking, listen. I spit on your grave, then I grab my Charles Dickens.
Welcome
bitch
to my center. Honey's feeling deep in their placenta. Cold as the pole in the winter. Far from the inventor. Well, I got this rap shit sold. And when my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die while I act that way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke. The faggot took the back way. So instead of making hoes suck my dick up, I used to do stick up. Cause hoes is irritating like the hiccup. Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon. Plus,
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot.
Niggas won't even stand next to you.
Nigga, touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head. Or motherfuckers dead. You thought so. Yeah.
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Uh-huh. And everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake your hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on. Everything you get, you got to work hard for it.
Honey, shake the hips,
you don't stop.
And niggas pack the clip,
keep on.
Come in, you won't be bored. Milk is chilling, light is chilling. What more can I say?
definitely rocking out on All Vibes Radio. Black, playing old school, that's what it is. So are you ready for the topic?
Yeah, what's the topic?
All right.
What is the limit that we as women, right, set when deciding just when, how much control we want our man to exhibit? You know what I'm saying? Such.
I wouldn't know that. I'm not a woman.
Oh, wow.
No, but I'm about to go into another portion of it. As far as, like, you know what I'm saying, there's basically a difference in a person that's possessive and then there's a person trying to be passive. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you've been in a relationship. Well, you've dated women, and, you know, I don't know if you've been in a relationship where you were aggressive, you were possessive. Like, you know, you was like, bitch, like, who the fuck you talking to? Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Don't get mad at it, yeah, but, like, naturally, no. Like, shit, you going out with your friends, peace. Like, you know, have fun. Because the thing about it is, she had it, like, before she met me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we go out together, and, yeah, we go out with our friends and X, Y, Z, but she had her own friends, like I got my own friends. So I was like, hey, where you going, or not? Nah.
Or I'm saying, like, the whole aspect, like, all right, because there's some females that will feel like, all right, my man is, like, too nice, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just allows me, you know, he's so lenient, like, he doesn't care if he texts my phone, he doesn't care where I'm going too much, really, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't ask a lot of questions. You know what I'm saying? Because he believes in, you know, the whole, like you just said, like, you know, I have life before me. He trusts me, so he feels like, you know, X, Y, and Z. But there's females out there that don't like that, and they want their man to ask them, like, where the fuck are you going? What are you doing? Who are you texting? Because to them it shows like, a sense of security, like, okay, my man, he's keeping up with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's where, like, God.
Where the fuck are you going? You know what I'm saying? Because regardless of the relationship where shit like that, you could just volunteer that information. Hey, I'm going out with such and such and such, and we're doing X, Y, Z, and I'll call you later. Bye. You know, it should be forthcoming like that anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Because there's some females that, basically want a guy to, you know, run, be a man, you know. But they're like, where do you cross the line? Like, because there's females that would, they know when it comes to a man, you know, they might not ask you all the time, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you going? They might go around that. They might be like, hey, so, you know, how long are you staying out for? How long are you going to be? You know, leaving it kind of open for him to say, okay, well, I'm just going to the pizza shop. So, you know, not too long, about, you know, 15, 20 minutes. All right, you know, I just wanted to know, just, you know, so if you wanted me to stay up because I was a little bit tired and I didn't want to fall asleep because he's going to take too long, just to kind of get things out, not to sound so annoying and nagging, you know. But there are times where I've heard several females say, like, well, damn, like, I like when my man is aggressive, when he fucking grabs my phone and goes through the shit. Because then that just makes, you know, it keeps me on edge. Like, it keeps me straight.
Those bitches need medication.
Work.
Those bitches, they're sick. Why would you want that? They're sick and they have self-esteem and emotional problems. Okay? I know I was supposed to be gone, but I'm back. But no.
No, I want you back.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. First of all, it's the train of thought. As a woman, you're supposed to let a man think he's in control. In the meantime, you're the one that's really in control. Do you know how many times I've more or less gotten my way with the man just because I simply suggested another way of doing things, and it was more sound, it was more logical, it was more thought out, because men do realize that about women, that we think things through. We think
right,
things
because no man wants an emotional, you know what I'm saying? Like, no man wants, like, an emotional ticking time bomb, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, and no female wants, like, a pussy-ass nigga or a nigga that's a psycho.
First of all, I lived with a motherfucker. Well, no, I didn't live with him. That bastard lived with me because he ain't have shit. My son's father, my two boys, their father, we were together for 13 years. And when I sit here and I tell you that the majority of that time, well, no, I'm not going to say the majority. It was a complete and total waste of my time. 13 fucking years.
God.
I can't get that back. All right, that was a, you know, that was because not knowing that it's okay to say, you know what, fuck you, get out of here. I ain't got to be bothered. I don't need to. See, what I did was I put the needs. I said, well, you know what, I have two boys, and, you know, boys grow up a certain way. I need them to know how to, you know, I can't teach my boys to be men. I'm a woman.
Right.
I can't teach a boy how to be a man. I just can't. No woman can. I don't give a fuck what these people tell you. Oh, no, bitch, you got it twisted. And you're forgetting the order, the natural order of things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, I cannot teach my son how to be a man. I can teach him how to be respectful. I can instill certain values in him. But as far as really being a man, he needs to see a man in action.
Right.
So he knows, okay, this is what a man do. Okay, I got it. Because, see, if you got a man that all he sees is a woman going to work, a woman coming home, a woman cooking, a woman doing the laundry, a woman doing this, a woman doing that, then he gets older and expects that that's what women do. What the fuck? He ain't got to do that. He supposed to play PlayStation and Xbox and sleep till 2 and bullshit like that. And that's not the way it is. And we do our boys a disservice by actually believing that we can teach them how to be men. You can't. So in all reality, you as women, we have to outthink them. We have to let them think that they're in control, but we're really the ones that's in control. You don't want a person. You are entitled to your privacy and your own personal freedom, regardless of whether you're with someone or not. There are things that you do together, and then there are things that we do separately. And
nice.
I've always been that type of person. I am not the one that's going to go through your pocket. I am not the one that's going to go through your phone. You ever heard the saying that eavesdroppers never hear good of themselves?
That I haven't.
That basically means if you're standing outside a door trying to listen to people talk, and then you hear that they're talking about you, you ain't going to be too happy about that shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the term comes. Eavesdroppers never hear good of themselves. You never hear nobody talking good about your ass when you sneaking around listening to shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right? So, you know, you have to be able to say, listen, I respect your time alone for you to do you, and you got to respect that about me. When I live with this man, I tell you no lie, I would go in the bathroom, because it seems when you're in a house with a bunch of people, the only place you can have peace of mind and quiet is in the bathroom, okay? But even that shit didn't work. I would put the lock on the door. It wasn't a real lock. It was a bathroom lock, you know? You close the door, turn the knock on the lock, or push the button in, and it's locked. This motherfucker, you know all you need is a butter knife to turn shit on the outside, and boom, the door pops open. And at the
would have been good.
So at the time, I smoked cigarettes, so I would go in the bathroom. I would sit down just to have a few minutes of peace to myself. And I'd be damn, this nigga would come downstairs, pop the bathroom door open, and see me sitting there. And he'd come over and take the cigarette I was smoking, and then, you know, take it and sit down next to me or sit wherever I wasn't sitting and start smoking. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck do you think I came down here in the first place?
Right.
You don't need that. That's an intrusion.
Right. This is my private time.
Exactly. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do that. Anybody that says, first of all, if that's the saying that, oh, I like it when my man go through my phone and ask me so on and so forth, and ask me who the fuck is this, and ask me where I'm going, and all that other bullshit. Come on, man. That shit is fucking crazy. That's the same as, oh, he hit me because he loves me. A nigga don't love you if he hits you. Are you crazy? A nigga don't love you if he put his hands on you, because a real man knows to walk the fuck away. Now, let me say this. I know plenty of chicks who got problems keeping their hands to themselves. Okay? If you're one of them chicks, and you hit a nigga, you get two or three off. Because a real man, he won't let you get two or three off. He won't block it or take that or whatever. After the third time now, you might get knocked on your ass. And if you do, you handle that shit because you had it fucking coming. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, as a mother of sons, I don't want nobody. Let me find out a woman hit my child. Let me find out a woman hit my child. It's done. She's done. I'm going to whip her ass. Nah, bitch, you keep your motherfucking hand to yourself, because I've been doing all I can to make sure that my children, my sons, don't whop you one good fucking time. Don't break your fucking arm. Don't black your fucking eye. Bust your fucking lip. I'm trying to make sure they're not those type of men. And you going to put your hand on my son? You crazy? So, nah. That shit ain't going down like that. Keep your motherfucking hands to yourself. You don't. That's a sign of a deep emotional issue. Either it's
to lash out and hit him.
Lack of attention as a child, or maybe too much attention. Because there are some people that they will go all the fuck out to make sure all eyes is on them. They'll do whatever they gotta do to be the center of fucking attention. You want to stay away from people like that. That's a needy motherfucker. You don't need that shit. You need somebody that, yo, a real talk, the next serious relationship I have, first of all, I will probably never live with a man again, you know, or a woman for that matter. That, you know, let's not get it.
Because, you know, you have your own reasons for that, and, you know.
Listen, for me to live with a man again, it would have to be a pretty big motherfucking house, because I would have to have my own side of the house. Listen, you go to your room, nigga. Don't you come by me. Go to your room. Because I would have to have my privacy. I would have to have my private time. I would have to be able to watch what the fuck I want to watch, not have a nigga come put the fucking channels while I'm in the middle, while I've been watching some shit for an hour and 45 minutes, and it's 15 minutes left, and this nigga come and change the channel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's not my state of mind right now. You don't even have to call me every day. I know you're okay. Look, no news is good news. You don't have to call me every day. That's not a prerequisite with me. That's not required. What's required is, yeah, we check up on each other. We hang out, and when we hang out, we're having a good time together.
Right.
All right? That's what's important. And it's not about, and you know what? And it's not about being in control. It's not even about being in control. It's having respect and being mindful of the other person. And when you're respectful and mindful of people, you don't want to control them. You don't want to control them. Just like I tell a nigga, quick, first of all, I ain't into keeping a nigga that don't want to be kept. That's number one. And number two, I love you enough that I want you to be happy even if it's not with me. I'm mature enough to say that. Peace out, nigga. Because if I'm not the one for you, then I need you to get going. Because most likely you ain't the one for me, and as long as you're here, you blocking my shit. That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So we as women have to realize that that when it comes to certain things, we hold the reins. But you got to know how to handle that position. Some of us can't handle that position. So the man feel like he got to come in and take control. If the shit start out like that, then realize that that's what you're going to be dealing with. And if you can rock with it, then you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? But that shouldn't be the goal, to be to control another person. It should not be the goal. And we as women got to realize that, because sometimes we ride shit till the wheels fall off, and then when the wheels fall off, we be dragging shit. We can't stop that. We got to stop that. Yo, let go and let God. Let it go.
I always say, like, well, yeah, women need to master the art of letting go. Let go. I said, I always say women need to master the art of letting go. You know, just let go.
Yeah, really, really, and not hold. And that go. And that comes. That goes for emotions too.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for emotions too. Don't you know? If some shit happened 20 fucking years ago, then yo, that was 20 years ago. This is now. This is now. I used to hold grudges. I would live in a house with a nigga and not talk to a nigga for weeks. And I could do it because that's just how mean. Oh, man. Sometimes, yo, you really find out how mean you are when it comes to a man. Sometimes you really find out how mean.
Like grudge and being
they
angry,
really bring out the meanest in
mm-hmm.
you. And, I mean, I could really go that long holding the grudge. I don't do that anymore. Why am I holding on to that type of negative energy? And that
mm-hmm.
and negative energy manifests itself in your body as illness, as sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how people that get ulcers. Why? Because they hold shit in.
Mm-hmm.
They hold shit in. Yo, my blood pressure has been the same for the last 20-some-odd years, and that is 110 over 70. And I eat whatever the fuck I want, okay, with the exception of pork. I eat what the fuck I want. I smoke trees. I'm not a drinker. Every now and again, you know, I may have a drink or so. But other than that, I'm not a drinker. And my blood pressure is perfect. Why? Because I don't hold shit in. And while that's a blessing, sometimes it could be a curse. Sometimes I go the fuck off, and I didn't need to. I didn't give myself enough time to gather all of that. So, but the thing about that, too, is that I'm never too big to apologize. I know how to say sorry. I know how to apologize. I know how to admit to being wrong. Okay, I have no problem. Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? That's the part of the learning process. Part of the learning, the growing process.
Okay, you were right. Okay, you was right. You know.
Right. All right, you got it. You got it. I was wrong, and okay, now can we move on from here?
Let's fucking move on. Because me, I want to move on. Like, yeah, like, all right, moving on, okay.
Yeah, but seriously, as women, we need to learn balance in things. We need to learn balance in things. We need to learn how to let men be men.
Do you think that they put work before their families?
That depends. I mean, some people, I mean, is it, okay, think about it like this. Is it them putting work before their family, or is it them putting their families first, and that's why they work it? You understand?
It's right, but it's more so like, it's more so like, do they put it before their family, meaning like, because they know that they have to probably provide and they probably, you know, live a certain lifestyle, or maybe, you know, you have the husband that has a wife that always needs this and needs that, their kids, whatever the case may be, like, and they're always working, they're always at the job, they're like always there, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that men tend to do that more than women? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, women, when they know that they have families and kids at home and, you know, if they got to go, they got to go. I know plenty of women that have families like, look, I cannot stay another hour late because my kid gets out X, Y, and Z. You know, versus I've heard niggas like, fucking, like, damn, I had to pick up my daughter, but you know what? I'm going to call and see if my mom or my sister or somebody else could do it. Yeah, just put me down for like another 2 hours. I need to get this money anyway. You know, do you feel like men put work before, or it can either be in that aspect too because they have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that in today's society that's more common? It's more likely for men to do that than women?
Well, I think women... you know what, it also depends on the age group of people that we're talking about, okay? I think younger men, I think younger men with families are more inclined to spend more time at work because, you know, because most likely they're always looking for a chance for advancement. And sometimes advancement means you got to stay late or more than one day. You got to show up early. You got to come in on Saturdays. You got to, you know, order dinner and stay there until 10 o'clock. You know, those things happen. So knowing this, you know, they have to do what they must do. They have to do what they must do. The only thing I would say about women, the difference between men and women is I think if a woman, real talk, and I've seen this because I've seen it go down. I used to work at a welfare center. Okay, so the deal is with women, when a woman's staying late, it's because either she having an affair with that nigga on the job, and that's the only time they could be together, okay, or she don't want to go home. Or she's the primary provider for the family.
She's the in the household.
So she's the primary one. So if they got overtime, she got to take it. Not because she don't want to be home with her kids baking fucking cookies or watching TV and shit, but because they need new sneakers. The rent is $1,700 fucking dollars. Cost there is $5 to come and go for one person. Shit costs. A loaf of bread, $3. Mm-hmm. Things is expensive here. You know, things are, you know, for a single person trying to do it or whatever, is expensive. For a woman with a family, sometimes the two incomes still ain't enough. Sometimes it's only that one person working. Sometimes it's both people working and it still ain't enough money because people are accustomed, and that's another thing too, people are accustomed to living a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know some people that they must. Okay, it's not a necessity, but to them, they must have a new car every year. It has to be different from the car they had last year. That's why I know people that don't own a car, they'll lease it. So every couple of months or whatever, they can show up in a different whip. That I guess is fulfilling some emotional void within themselves. I don't know, because that doesn't make shit to me. Give me one thing that fucking run is dependable and I'm good. I don't give a fuck if it was from 7 years ago. If the bitch still work, I'm happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some people, that's just, you know, they have to live a certain way. They got to have all the name brand shit. They got to have, you know, whatever little electronic device that comes out next. They got to go cop that, and their kids got to have that. And I know niggas that get their hair cut every week. Their shit don't even grow. Shit still be fresh 2 weeks later, but no, they got to cut their shit every week. No chick that can get it done two or three times. You know, people have to maintain a certain lifestyle. It depends on the person. I wouldn't say that one does it more than the other.
Other, okay.
I wouldn't say, you know, I think it's equally spread out amongst both for those three reasons. Like I said, either because they really got to provide, they got bills to pay, because they fucking around on a job, or because they just don't want to fucking go home. Because they don't want to go home, period. There's times I did overtime. I came in. I used to go to work on Saturday. You think, what? I'm a Saturday cartoon motherfucker. You think I really wanted to go to work? But I needed that job. I need to get that. Why? Because the nigga with me, we can't have four empty pockets in this motherfucker.
That's damn sure true. Hell no.
I got to do what I got to do. And it's not because I wanted to, it's because I had to. So, you know, that it goes amongst, it's equally amongst both. You know, we do it because we have to, you know, or for whatever other reason. But I hardly believe it's because we want to. I hardly believe it because if I had my way, if I had money, I would be a perpetual student. I'd stay in school. I'd learn everything there was to know under
the sun. That you can learn. Mm-hmm.
Everything under the fucking sun. I would even, like, I would do like white people do, real talk. You know, they go on vacation. They, oh, we're going to spend the next year in Europe. We're going to study out there. After that, we'll be doing missionary work in Africa. We're going to go, you know, they're worldwide, they're universal. They immerse themselves in all things and everything.
Diversity. I believe.
No, go ahead.
Right. Right. I believe that, but that's me personally, I believe anywhere that you want to travel to, any, you know, another country, another culture, I believe before you go there, you should know it's the history. You should know the important facts. You should know, you know, beforehand, because to me, those are the places I want to see while I'm there if I can. You know, I want to be able to go on vacation and not only relax and enjoy myself, because that's going to come with me being away from everything that I'm used to, but, you know, also go there and learn something new and have something to share, you know what I mean, or have something to pass along. To me, you know, for me to go somewhere like China and not even try to even learn how to eat with, you know, their way, or, you know, with certain utensils, or, you know, it's kind of, I mean, people get away just to get away, but me personally, I like to, for wherever I go, I like to have my history, the background, the historic points to it, what it's known for, you know.
Right.
Highlights. I like to create highlights.
Yeah.
All right. So, but before I have another question for you. But before we go into that, I just wanna do no for real for real, I do. Because I have a feeling that you would really enlighten me on it. And but before we do that, let's try to find and locate Black so that way he could take us into another commercial break.
He's still here in the studio. Go ahead.
That's what it is. So, Black, yes, you already know, on Bob's Radio, me and Nikki Bob shopping out with Eb from Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Whenever you're ready, let's go, because I want to ask Eb this next question.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm feeling. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my vibe. Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it didn't look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just want to be famous. You can see that my shitty family did put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check with all disrespect. Let me say this, baby.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain. Tell me you're watching a chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes.
I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this.
I am a famous.
Who's
probably gonna spend again? Lord, forgive me, things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today, bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. You ain't heard the cold fight. It's been a long time. Don't you see the long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's a lie. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
Yeah, ho, this is Finelli. line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want this, duh. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benzes, to me just a car. That mean your friends just need be up to par. See my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen to what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, hallelujah, holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
Oh.
Yes.
It's definitely back from All Vibes Radio with me, your host, Nikki Byers, Al Shahad Game. We have Ab from Free Game Radio in the building and Brooklyn Black. So, yes, Miss Ab, but I have wanted to ask you, Buzz, okay, do you think that men expect too much from women?
Well,
nowadays.
Hold on.
I'll say it depends. You know, you got the chauvinistic dudes, and by the way, this is Black. I finally got up out of here. You know, it feels good to be back.
Oh my gosh, go ahead.
But I don't think so, unless, you know, they was pretty much brought up chauvinistic. You know, and most times that's what happens. You know, sometimes I may, you know, joke about it, but I don't expect much from my woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Like, I'm simple as shit. You know what I mean? Love me, make me laugh. Hook a stick up. You know what I'm saying? And don't lie to me. Like, it's easy, simple.
Hit the strip club. I hear that. You know, I feel like sometimes they do. But then I'm with you too. Like, I know a lot that don't, you know. They're just like you. They feel like, whatever, I'm simple as shit. Like, I'm not that hard to please, maintain, nothing. Like, the little shit excites me, bitch. Like, you'll be surprised.
Word, right. If I come home and you made Kool-Aid, I'll be happy as shit. Maybe she
made Kool-Aid and then, like, she cleaned up the kitchen, I'll be like, ooh.
Like, yo, if you've been home all day and while getting this, still dishes in the sink, like, yeah, then it's a fucking problem. Like, come on, you were home all day. I'm saying, I was out at work, you were home all day. Like, come on. Help a thing out. If I was home all day and you was out, I didn't do the fucking dishes. Come on. It's, like I said, simple shit.
Black, how do you feel about love at first sight? Like, how real do you feel like love at first sight is?
You know what? Honestly, it all depends, you know what I mean? Because I haven't experienced this, so I can't be like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, my God, I love her. Like, I probably said it in joking because, you know, she's probably looking good, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, but never like, oh, my, like, hey, I love you, I need to be. No, like, never when I first seen a chick, not. But I guess for some people, that's real and that's all they need, you know what I mean? But most times that love at first sight shit, as soon as you actually see them for what they are. You know what I mean? So, it all, like I said, it all depends on the person. It all depends on the situation, I guess.
It does. It really do. Because you'll have some people that say, yo, oh my gosh, like, it was like basically like love at first sight when I seen him. Like, when I first fucking saw her, I knew she was going to be the one. And I knew somebody that kind of, you know, right now they're probably going into, what, like, almost 9 years of a relationship, you know, and it was just, like, one scout at the, you know, I think we was at an event, and it was just over from there.
That's what that's the shit I'm saying, like, It could be used just that quick, you know. I say don't just jump into it. You know what I mean? Yo, just get time to know the person. You know what I'm saying? Just take that extra bit of time to feel them out. You know, don't fucking want to rush and all that.
you know what I mean, just take your time.
Take your time, exactly, because relationships that start fast end fast, too. They really do. And how do you feel about, you know, should you tell your spouse or your significant other or, you know, whatever about your ex? Like, should you go back into, like, you know, about your ex?
It's gonna have to be brought up, but that's not like some shit you talk about, like, first date or, you know, fresh into the relationship.
I mean, I feel like it, you know, sometimes, you know, it's necessary to, like, you know, especially if you're trying to, like, explain to the person, look, you know, what you're doing is what, like, I don't, you know, what the last person did to me, and that's what I'm trying to avoid, that's what I don't like. Or sometimes you need to figure out, like, what happened in the previous relationship to figure out what's going on right now in the future. Like, why is this person like this? What's going on? X, Y, and Z. I mean, everybody's going to have their own personal opinion and all of that. But have you ever done that before? Have you ever, like, been in a relationship where you brought up your ex, someone that you did it before, her?
They haven't gone that long for the past one to get brought up.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. So you didn't have, like long-term relationship where, like, you know what I'm saying, it lasted longer than with the fuck?
But I haven't had one in a while.
But in your past relationships, have you ever done that?
Like, to do that is tacky, and to have hangups because of what the last one did is fucked up, because you're punishing the new one for shit the last one did, and they had nothing to do with it. You know, you give everyone that clean slate, that fresh start.
True. Well, I know that you have to get over to what's the name of the event?
It's the All-Star First Quarter Showcase at the Pyramid Club.
That's what's up. And let me know, and, you know, on Thursday or beforehand, how it goes, how it turns out. I'm going to let you go ahead and get to that. I have actually things I need to get to as well. So we're going to wrap up the show early tonight. Shout out to Eb coming through. Shout out to everybody that was rocking out with us, talking to me on the timeline. I see you. Shout out. I should have been totally retarded. Shout out to at Laced Bitch One. Oh, Get Laced Bitch One. And shout out to at So Hollywood 315. Shout out to y'all. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you got going on, especially if what you're doing is working and benefiting you and yours. Do you? Have a great night. Definitely will see you back on Thursday, same time. Don't forget to send me the music. I have a lot already, but keep sending them. Keep sending them, Black. Make sure, you know, you keep me updated on what's going on tonight as far as, this, you know, the showcase. And for those that you know that I know, let them know. I send my support and everything. So, good night.
I am Ebb. And myself, we want to say, fellas, Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And
protect your clam or wind up like Coco.
Word out.
Exactly.
Word out. Wind up like Coco. You ought to be assless and breastless, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you next those Bob's, okay?
Okay. All right, Ab.
Hey, we up out of here. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.